Park City Police Officer Ben Powers is a certified vehicle inspector through an intergovernment program that includes Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. He finished the lengthy certification process about a year ago, and he says they've held several joint operations with UHP. This event focused on the two entry corridors into Park City. Officers were stationed throughout the day on SR 248 and 224, and if they identified a violation, they escorted the driver to the high school parking lot, where they, their truck, and trailer were inspected. They're primarily looking for egregious safety violations.
So for the driver, it could be anything from not having the proper driving credentials, driver's license type, expired medical cards, over their hours in driving. Those are kind of the basic ones for the driver. And then the vehicles can be anything from bad drive lines, bad tires, bad brakes.
They performed 32 inspections and took 18 vehicles out of service. 181 violations were registered. The Department of Transportation uses a scoring system to track commercial trucking violations. Too many can reflect on their insurance rates, and if a company has repeated violations, the DOT will do an audit. Utah Highway Patrol Officer Bryce Ivey covers a four-county area that includes Wasatch and Summit County. He says UDOT and UHP are the lead agencies that do most of the commercial vehicle safety enforcement.
But there are city agencies such as Park City and others that go through and certify. So we like to get out and work with them and do these projects. And a lot of times it's targeting specific areas where we're getting a lot of complaints or seeing safety issues.
The inspections can take an hour to an hour and a half. Local drivers may not have as much experience with compliance, and Ivy says it can be educational for a lot of the commercial drivers.
The other thing that's good about the in-state trucks that don't go through port of entries is that they don't get looked at as much, and so we typically tend to find more violations. Like your local, like your dump trucks and your dirt haulers and things like that may never go through a port of entry and subject to inspections at those facilities.
Drivers are responsible for daily inspection, checking brakes, lights, and basic maintenance on their rigs at the beginning of their shift. They find a lot of landscaping businesses that don't secure their loads and have frequent mechanical problems on the trailers. Also, some vehicles are registered with the Department of Transportation, but they don't have a number in view. Powers says they do the same complete inspection from front to back on each vehicle brought in. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.